This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Video released by the FBI on the Oregon occupation and the shooting of one of the protesters shows him trying to get through a roadblock and both raising his hands and then going for his pocket where he had a gun. An Oregon State Trooper then shoots him. Paul Kantner, a founding member of Jefferson Airplane, one of the defendant of San Francisco psychedelic groups of the 1960s and the guiding spirit of its successor, Jefferson Starship, died at 74. Shortages of all sorts of drugs, painkillers, antibiotics, cancer treatments have become the new normal in American medicine. American Society of Health System pharmacists currently list inadequate supplies of more than 150 drugs and therapeutics for reasons ranging from manufacturing problems to federal safety crackdown to drug makers abandoning low-profit products. The new rules announced by President Obama would mandate that companies with 100 employees or more include salary information on a form they already submit annually that reports employees' sex, age, and job groups. The Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigation opened its inquiry on human trafficking of immigrant children arriving in the U.S. without guardians after law enforcement officials uncovered a human trafficking ring in Marion, Ohio last year. At least six children were lured to the U.S. from Guatemala with the promise of a better life, then were made to work on egg farms. Children as young as 14 had been in federal custody before being entrusted to the traffickers. Facebook is banning private sales of guns on its social media and Instagram sites. Swiss government believes they have found significant evidence of illegal transactions and wrongdoing in the misappropriation of funds from Malaysian state-owned companies to the prime minister's personal bank accounts. The statue of Cecil Rhodes at Oxford College has been allowed to stand, but his role as an architect of apartheid continues to stir controversy. Israeli culture minister wants to deny funding to any institution or artist that do not express loyalty to the state of Israel under some definition. 22 emails on Hillary Clinton's personal computer server from her stint as Secretary of State have been called too highly classified to be released publicly. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.